This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
All right, places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
And just like that, we have made it to the halfway point of the traditional work week. Happy hump day, Steve.
Hello, Taryn Daly.
I tend to think about really weird things on the way in sometimes. Like, my brain is just unloading information to itself.
What's today's weird thing?
Today's weird thing is, I mean, I don't know how it is south, you know, in the South End coming up I-5, but there's a ton of graffiti on sides of the freeway. I have never once seen someone in the act making their art. Have you ever seen someone actually spray
all
painting?
The time.
You actually see the people?
I'm starting to think that maybe you're one of those people, so you're just trying to get us off the beat. No, I've never, honestly, I don't think I've ever seen anybody do it.
What?
Like, have you?
Yes.
Like, do they wear all black and go, what's the hours? Is it 2 a.m?
I mean, it's just like a hoodie and pants. They have some masks on.
I'd imagine something dark. I don't think they're wearing like LED light hoodies.
Yeah, I've seen it a million times going home from emo night. Like, late at night, you know, and they're just doing it kind of inconspicuously. But it's like, oh my God, they're doing the graffiti.
That's my new life goal, is I want to catch somebody in the act doing graffiti.
Did you ever want to be a graffiti artist?
A graffitist? Not really. Did
no?
you?
Yes.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
There's still time, Steve.
My buddies, we all wanted to do it. We were just all too much of wusses to even try and make that happen. We were too afraid to get in trouble, but we were obsessed. There was a movie, now I can't remember the name of the movie, but it was a movie back in the day about graffiti artists. Yeah. I don't know if you did probably a quick internet search, you'll be able to find. It's from the 80s. To us, that was like one of the greatest movies of all time. So it's weird talking to people where they're not like, oh yeah, I know what movie you're talking about, where a guy died. And it's like, there's just love stories. There's like gang issues. It was a phenomenal movie.
Well, that sounds like one for the list for this weekend.
Dreams Don't Die.
No.
Style Wars.
No.
Beach Street.
There's that many movies about graffiti artists.
Dude, do yourself a favor and watch Beach Street. Not only is the soundtrack amazing, but the movie itself is a true cinematic masterpiece.
All right, deal.
It's going to make you want to become a graffitist.
Let's inform the Rockaholics.
Knowledge is power.
So give us five-ish minutes, and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Law. And today is a very special day. Today is National Impossible Astronaut Day. And if we've learned anything from our good friend Katy Perry,
I feel super connected to love. This experience has shown me you never know how much love is inside of you until the day you launch.
She is proving to all of us that becoming an astronaut is no longer impossible.
Oh, it's possible.
It's very possible. What's not possible is for your Seattle Mariners to beat the stupid Red Sox yesterday. What a rough game. They ended up losing 8-3. Oh, man. I mean, Polanco at least played pretty well. J.P. Crawford as well. Those are pretty much the only highlights for the Mariners. But they're back at it today at 3:45. Hopefully they get more than just three hits.
Let's go, Mariners.
Yes.
A gray whale was found dead Saturday of last weekend near Cape Disappointment down in southwest Washington. And this is apparently
Hold on a second. There's an area named Cape Disappointment.
Yes.
That sounds like the dumbest name. Like, you're setting everybody up for failure. Like, do not propose to your girlfriend at Cape Disappointment.
But also, there was a gray whale found dead, so it lives up to its name.
Yes, it totally
Well, it depends.
Does.
I mean, that would be Cape Excitement for you because finally the whales are being killed.
Hey. This is apparently the fifth time it's happened in Washington
Cape
this
Disappointment.
Year. They're going to be doing a necropsy to hopefully get a little bit more information about maybe why this happened. But officials do want people to know that it is common for whales to have this issue with strandings when they're migrating north.
But typically they don't stay at Cape Disappointment. They stay at Cape Massive Letdown.
Yeah, of course. Everybody knows that.
I don't know why. I think that's the strangest name. That might be stranger than Poo Poo Point.
You should start a petition to have it renamed to something more to your liking, Steve.
I've got too much stuff to do these days. Like, I got to go back and watch Beach Street in the 1984 classic film about being graffiti artists. So I don't have the time to change the name of Cape Disappointment. I'm sorry.
Okay.
All right, as far as weather, we're going to have a high of 64 degrees. A beautiful day to go outside and tag your walls, I guess.
No,
don't do that. The DMV is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel, and that's what's up.
Yesterday,
the Daily Mix Show.
Daily Mix Show.
Yesterday was Earth Day, and we all did our part, didn't we?
Yes.
But did one of the members of this show slack on the job?
Yes.
Instead of stepping up to clean up the park, you're going to hear what some of our coworkers had to say about it at 6:20.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Yesterday was all about planet Earth, and we have a little Odyssey Seattle tradition of going to celebrate Earth Day down at Myrtle Edwards Park. We clean it up. We spread some merch.
It's our one thing.
Our one thing. One day, one thing.
It's the one day where we actually do something for the environment.
So how do you think it went, Steve?
I think it went fantastic. But, you know, instead of chatting with ourselves, we figured we'd check in with some of our coworkers to see how all of us on the show were doing. Because we were there. A few other stations were there. Our friends from Hot 103.7 were there. Also, some of our friends from 107.7 The End were there as well. So it was a really good time. So in this moment, I decided to pull our boss, Dave.
Mm-hmm.
I also was able to grab our new coworker, Ryan, from sales.
Yeah.
And then our friend down the hall who does mornings on 107.7 The End, Gregor, to see how everybody did here for Earth Day.
It's a great crew.
All right, here we are talking to them.
It's Earth Day. We're mulching at Myrtle Edwards Park here, part of Odyssey's One Thing. And I'm here with Dave, Ryan, and Gregor from our fine company. I got to ask you guys, we've been mulching all morning, going into the afternoon.
Yeah.
Of all the Odyssey employees, who would you say has been the absolute worst?
Oh, Taryn. Is she here?
That was Gregor.
That is so offensive.
Is she here?
She's right behind us, actually.
Oh, hi, Taryn.
She's the best dressed, but her pitchfork skills are way off.
Taryn, how are you feeling about that?
I'm feeling like I'm going to put this pitchfork up right.
I didn't mean to say that.
I might like it.
I'm not, you might have to talk to HR later today.
Yeah, that was wildly inappropriate.
You got rather aggressive right off the get-go. All right, let's check in with our friend, radio legend, Eric Powers.
Love Eric.
Right, Hot 103.7. Let's talk to Eric Powers.
I'm here with Eric Powers. We're mulching here at Myrtle Edwards Park. It's good to see you. Doing it for the company.
It's for
doing
the,
it for the
earth.
For the earth. Yes, not for the company. I thought we would get in trouble if we didn't do it.
No, they don't care.
No, the earth. We care about the earth.
The planet.
So everyone from our company is here. Well, not everyone, but a couple people.
Yeah. That's the truth.
If you had a look and assess of everybody here, who would you say has been the absolute worst, the least valuable player of all the mulchers?
Any guesses?
I'm just going to go ahead and say T-Dog.
I'm unexpectedly going to say Taryn Daly.
Eric, come on.
I'm kidding. No, I'm not. It's her.
What do you think, Danny?
Oh, it's Taryn, 100%. I mean, she's been laying in the grass. I heard her talking about going to see some orcas later. I don't know. It's weird.
Yes, I am sweating. I am putting in the effort.
That's because you jumped in the water.
And you were sunbathing.
Yeah.
We're working here for planet Earth. Do you hate our planet?
I love our planet, Steve.
You're not showing it.
You're just talking with coworkers, kind of half-assing, raking up some of the mulch.
Oh, my God. These are lies. Lies are being spread.
I don't know. After we were all done, Danny and I decided to recap it. Yeah. And we had a surprise cameo from our friend Gregor once again from 107.7 The End.
Danny, we accomplished our goal in record time.
Yeah. I will give Taryn some props. She is the last one raking, right? Oh, she, maybe not.
I think we shamed her.
Last one to start, also.
People are watching.
Brutal.
Yeah, they were.
Craig, that's a very good point. Taryn, you're doing a great job.
Strategy.
You know, I think even like your shoes have a little dirt on them.
Yeah, they do.
Freaking wannabe farmer.
She probably doesn't even have any chickens.
I bet it's all AI.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Fake eggs.
City folks just don't get it.
Well, now we're good for the year. We've done our part.
We did our one thing.
Yes. It is funny seeing some of the random people walking by, and when they're looking at all of us, I think they're just like, is this some kind of, like, you know, prisoner? Oh, yeah. Give back to the... Because we are the most ragtag-looking and most random-looking group of people, and then a couple of the higher-ups that are, like, almost in suits. Yeah. It's pretty awesome, though.
We did great.
We did our one thing.
The Daily Mix Show. The Daily Mix Show.
We need your help with something, but we need you to call now so that we can get that help that we so desperately need. 206-803-ROCK is the number. And we promise the question we want to ask you is a very simple one. It is nothing dirty, but you got to call now. 206-803-ROCK. We will take your calls after Nirvana. If there's one thing we know to be true, it's that the internet loves a list, Steve Miggs. And there's a list out right now of these common skills that apparently boomers are pretty shocked that Gen Zers just don't know how to do.
Oh, good. Good old generational divide.
So one example is how to read a map and figure out getting from point A to point B without GPS.
My wife was recently asking me about that because, you know, I've lived during a time before the internet. And she's like, did you know how to read a map when you moved out here from New York to Washington? I'm like, no, my buddy Ori did. He's the one who mapped it all out. I just went along for the ride.
You had a map guy.
He was the one who was doing the driving. I would drive a little bit, but once we're on the freeway, then I was like, we'll just keep going until we hit Washington.
Well, of course, this list leads us to want to ask a simple question. Basically, the simple question is this. We're going to name some of these things on the list, and we just want our listeners to say whether or not they can perform these acts.
Okay. And so we're whoever calls them, any generation.
Yes.
We should ask them what generation they are.
Yeah.
Let's start with Chris from Smoky Point. Chris, what generation are you from?
Oh, I'm 35, so I think I'm Gen X. I don't know the actual, like, numbers for that stuff.
I think that's a millennial.
I mean, for sure.
But you know what? Us Gen Xers will take you because we're the coolest generation.
All right, Chris, do you know how to address a piece of mail?
Yes, I do.
Okay, let's ask him another one. I feel like if you don't know how to do that, I don't know if you should. Yeah. All right, I got one for you.
They taught us that boot camp time.
Nice.
Oh, nice.
Wait, you had to wait until you got into the military to learn how to write a letter?
Well, no, but they made it. We couldn't make phone calls home, so we had to write letters back home.
Okay, well, speaking of writing, I got one for you. How about how to type on an actual keyboard?
Yes, I do.
Ah, you're one step ahead of me.
It's a solid millennial, making us proud.
Did you take, is this before my time?
I did take it.
You had a typewriting class?
Yeah.
Danny, did you?
I sure did.
Was that, okay, I have a crazy question. Maybe the years have gone by. I've forgotten a lot of things in my life.
Okay.
Was that like a year-long class or like a semester class? Like, I feel like I went there every day to learn how to type for an extended period of time, and I still don't know how to type.
I was going
to
say, what happened? I watch you peck every single day, and it drives me insane.
Oh, good. I'll peck harder.
No, it was us. In middle school, we had to take it for a full year.
Yes, I thought so. I'm like, what a What an awful job if I'm a teacher. Like, you have to teach people how to type every day.
That was my mom's job. She was a typing teacher for the majority of her career.
Do you think they still do that?
No. They do computers, but they don't do actual type. Like, I think they may be like a week where you learn how to type, but I don't think it's a full class.
Do they do hunt and pecking typing?
No.
Because I'm a hunt and pecker. I'm like, da, 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 da. Does that really drive you nuts?
Yes. 803 Rock, we have a simple question to ask you, Tim from Stanwood. First off, which generation are you part of?
I believe I'm Gen X. I was born in 68.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not going to question that. That sounds about right.
Yep. Tim, our question to you, do you know how to mend clothes and sew on buttons?
Yes.
See, I don't.
I still argue that more dudes know how to do simple sewing functions than women. Because I have a lot of friends that have the same thing, and my wife will make fun of it because if she needs a button sewed on, she's like, hey, babe, can you do this? I'm like, it's really not that hard. You're poking a needle through a hole. I don't understand why you need my help for this. What about you, Tim? Are you the resident sewer in your household?
Actually, no. I don't have anything in the house to sew, so I send it to my mother-in-law or my sister-in-law who actually does it all the time. But if I was in the middle of nowhere and had thread and a needle, I could sew a button on or mend my clothes. Right. It wouldn't be perfect, but...
No, I'm not talking about, like, straight lines, but, I mean, good enough that you wouldn't have a hole anymore.
Yeah, absolutely.
What is the name for a male seamstress? Is it a seamster?
Yeah, we're seamsters.
Seamsters.
Yep.
206-803-ROCK. Adam from Spanaway, which generation are you part of?
I'm a millennial.
Yeah. All right, boom. Fellow millennial Adam from Spanaway, do you know how to write in cursive?
Yes, I do.
That's right.
Do you still know how?
Yes, I have to think about it a lot more now because I'm very out of practice, but I can do it.
There are certain letters that I have the absolute worst time with.
What letter would that be?
Q. I have a tough time with. Can you cursive?
I can do a lowercase Q. I'm not really sure what my uppercase Q would look like. G, uppercase G is pretty bad for me. Lowercase is fine.
Yeah, it's
even
funny.
Even the T in my own name, the uppercase T, is a little weird in cursive.
And again, we had to take a class on that, yet we still don't. You know what? We're just proving that the education system is failing us.
206-803-ROCK. We've got Mike from Auburn. Mike, which generation are you part of?
I'm a millennial.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Our simple question to you, Mike. Do you know how to drive a stick shift?
I actually do. I learned to drive on one.
Yeah.
I remember learning, but I haven't done it in so long that I'd be worried that if, like, there was a situation where, like, we need somebody to drive this vehicle and it's a stick shift, I'm like, well, it's going to be a rocky road, but I'll do my best.
I've only successfully done it, like, 2 times in my entire life.
What? How many times did you fail at doing it?
Probably 20.
Really?
My mom kicked me out of the car one time. I had an ex-boyfriend kick me out of the car one time. Like, you're going to break this thing.
I definitely learned how. My ex-girlfriend in high school taught me how. She was like, no, you're driving my car because I hate driving. And so she made me sit through a neighborhood and learn how to drive. And it's stuck ever since.
Dude, so yesterday, real quick, so I know for a fact this guy must have been driving a stick shift, an older vehicle, right? And he's in front of us, so we're kind of on a slight hill, but it's not much of a hill. We're at a red light. He's clearly on his phone, older guy, right? And I could see it, like his head is down, and he must be just like lightly laying off of the brake, because all of a sudden his car is slowly rolling back and back and back. And my wife's like, is he ever going to stop? I'm like, I don't freaking know. So then I was like, I don't know what. I'm just going to have to lay on the horn. Like, I don't want to be that guy, but, like, he's, like, it's not, like, coming down aggressively, but at some point, he's bonking into my car, and I don't want to deal with this. Yeah. So I hit the horn, head pops up, he looks in the rearview mirror, and he flips me off. I'm like, you're right, buddy. I'm the douchebag for allowing you to roll into my car.
No, really what it was is he saw that you were the verified champ, Steve Miggs, and he got mad and just flipped you off.
He's just sick of that fake wrestling crap.
The Daily Miggs Show.
No matter what generation you're part of, you have an opportunity to beat Steve right now. And this man has a record of 119 wins, 48 losses, and 31 ties in 2025. Call 206-803-ROCK if you would like to play Beat Miggs at 650.